We are on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Aleph. Vatayma Milel Avram Hinika Bonim Sora. This is what Sari Meiner said. Milel Avram Hinika Bonim Sora. So the Gemara asks, Kama Bonim Hinika Sora. Amar Rabbi Levi Oisei Hayoim Shagomal Avram es Yitzhak Benoi. The day that the Yitzhak stopped being Yoinek from Sari Meinu, also Suda Gdoila, or you call Umay Sahilam Marananim Boimrim, Reisem Zoken Uskaino Sheviu Asufi Minashuk. The whole thing is a fake, that this Zokin, really, they never had a child. Sheviu Asufi Minashuk, they brought a child Minashuk. Boimrim Boneinu Hu. They say that this is our child. They're making a mishta to show that it's true what they're saying, but they were not believed. Ma osa Avram Avinu holach v'zimein kol gdolei hador v'sore imenu zimna es nishesei. And Sari Meinu was Mazmin, their wives. Chol achas va'achas hiviyo b'no imo. And each one brought their child, their tinek, menikosa lo hiviyo. V'nasa neis b'Sari Meinu, v'niftuchu da'deho kishnei mayonais, v'niko eskulam. It was Niftachu Dader Kishnei Mayonis. The Ben Yehuda says something very interesting, that one should never think that the Dadim of Sora Yemenu went into the mouth of these Goyim. No, she just held them on the Chayk, and Niftachu Dader Kishnei Mayonis, and it mamish ran into their mouths without a Maisa Hanoke. Ve'iniko eskula. So everyone saw the nest that she was a menekes, and this was kishnei mayones. Va'adayin hoyu merananim. So they saw clearly that Sari Meinu had a child. She was a menekes. Va'imrim im sora habastishim shona teileid Avram b'meyi shona yoilid. So they didn't want to believe that this Nekude, that Yitzhak is the son of Avram. He was 100 years old already. Miyad nepach klaster ponim shel Yitzhak v'nidme l'Avram. So it seems by the Sude, b'shas be'rinun, so then there was nepach klaster ponim shel Yitzhak. The Ben Yehuda says that till now he did not look like Avram, because if he would always look like Avram, so people would be toilet that bishas tashmish Sari Meinu was mechashiv about Avram. So Mamele, the Tzures Avlad is totally in the Machshove of the Isha Bishas Tashmit. So since he was thinking of Avram, so the child had a Tzur of Avram. So that's why when Yitzhak was born, his class upon him was not like Avram. But when there was a Rinon, and then they were all saying that Yitzhak is not Bnei Shel Avram, then Miyad Nepach Last upon him Shel Yitzhak V'nidma L'Avram. Then there was this nest that everyone was able to see the tremendous resemblance that Yitzhak had to Avram. פסחו כולם ואומרו, סודן די סור דהרינום, איסו מה משנה איסקולי, ואומרו אברום, הילד אס יצחק. עד אברום לא יהיו זקנה, תל אברום אבינו, there was no such thing as זקנה. So the Mashiach Sakashe says that the Apsukim that there was Zikna Avrom Vesor Zekainim Bo Bayomim, it was Kainim. So he says that the Zikha was Zikna as we had before, there was an Indian of the skin was wrinkled, Hache Beloisi Hoysaliyadna, but the color of the beard was dark. There wasn't such a thing as a white beard. That means, so all other things, one has to be bodek closely to see, are there wrinkles, are there not wrinkles. But a dark beard or a white beard, this is something that is nikelei nayim. Sa'ad Avrom lehoyo zikna is man dava boy le mishtoi bahade Avrom, mishtoi bahade Yitzchok. So we'd want to tell something to Avrom. See, would, frat, we say that klas tepon of shal Yitzchok is doimel Avrom. So they mamish look the same. So he would speak bahade Yitzchok, mishtoi bahade Avrom. Also, Avrom boi rachme vahave zikna. And as we mentioned before, the zikna was that an elderly person had a white beard. Shenema vavrom zokein bo bayomim. Then Fakert, he wanted that, if we're speaking about a shidduch for Yitzchok, so it would be very important. He was speaking about making Eliezer a shliach to find a shidduch for Yitzchok. It would be very important that the kala should be able to differentiate easily between Avrom and Yitzchok. So that's why by here it says, Avrom zokein bo bayomim. Ad Yaakov loyhavi chulshe. There wasn't a chulshe before the Misa. Also Yaakov boi rachmi vahavi chulshe. So Yaakov Avinu was mispalo that before the Misa there should be an erz the chulshe. So Melo one should know to be mitzav labonov. Shenema v'yoyma liyosef hine ovicho choyle. So others say pshat, if this would be a dovo horogel, so maitzi dibo huksil, they would not tell Yosef such a thing, hine ovicho choyle, they'd be merames. But here, since there wasn't such a musik till then, so they had to tell Yosef what the matzav is. So hine avicha chayle. So they told him that there's a matzav which never was in existence till now. They had to spell it out. Chochel bitchaktan hine avicha chayle. Ad the osa lishem lehavi the cholish veitbach. It wasn't someone that had a choyli sheyesh by sakone, and he was able to come back to life. Oselisha boy rachmi beitva shenema, velisha chole es choyoy asheyomus boy. Michlal, the chola, chola yachite, there was a chole that was mamish yomos boy, and there was another chole, that lemaise, he did not die from the previous chole. So I says, what was a choyli that was roila hamis, and he wasn't meis. Tana Rabbanon shloisha chaloim cholo Elisha. There were three chaloim that Elisha became sick. Echad, one of them was shedach vayle geichazi. He pushed away geichazi b'shtei yadav. Ve'echad shegira doibin betinoikes. Ve'echad shemeispoi. Shenem of Elisha cholo es chol yoy ashayomus boi. Let us see Rashi. Zukrashi Asufi yelad minashuk Uloi noida shal mi. We don't know who the parents are. He found a yelad. Va moitzei ois foi el habayis. He brings him, his machnas him el beisai. Va rachme kedei she yakiru beinoi uvein benoi. So Avraham Avinu was mispalo that there should be a heker, a parts of Ponov, that between a father and a son. Boy Rachmi Vavichulshe Sheyechlo Odom Lifnei Moisoi Viyitave Lebeisoi, so he should be able to be Mitave Lebeisoi Sabosoi Bruchnies and Gashmies Viitvach Venishape Chol yoy asher yomus boy, echlal de chol oid. There was another chayli, shaloy meis boy. Zot the Gemara weiter. Elo ad shelo yaschilu. We heard in the Mishnah. So the Maisa Rabbi Yechonim ben Basye, ben Masye, that told his son, he told him he's going to give them a zaynes. So Rabbi Yechonim ben Masye held that that what he told them was his chayves, that he would give them zaynes lefich shivusam, and that one afilosudus Shloime b'shaitoi would not be sufficient. Elo ad shelo yaschilu b'mlochem, before they start working, tzei v'amur lehem, almena she'ein lochem alai elo pas okitnius bilbad. So before they start melocha, we have to clarify that he's only mechayev himself pas okitnius. Amar lei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Yosef le Rav Chisda. And what is the girsa in the Mishnah? Pas kitnius nan? Oy pas u kitnius nan? What is the girsa in the Mishnah? Amar lei, so he told them, olekim tzricha vov, you have to add a vov to the word kitnius, kim merdayo delivrais, just like when a ship goes on the north of livrais, there's a merdayo that assists the ship, it should not crash into obstacles, into stones and mechshaylim. So just like a ship needs a mordaya in order to go through the no-libres, so the word kitnius needs a vav. Now, Let us see Rashi and Tosfos to understand this a little better. Zok Rashi, Mordaya de Livrois, so the Bach says, Livrois Shem Hano. Livrois is the name of the river. Mordaya 8, it's a long type of a stick. Sherav HaChoyvel Manik Boya Svine, that the captain is guides the ship, Lerachko Min HaAvonim U'min HaMichsholim, to be marching the ship from different types of obstacles. Gubil Nile, Ubalaz Gubil Nile, so this is Eitzim Aruchim Shemanigim Bohem Esasfin. So let us see Taisvis. Pas Kitni Yisna. So Taisvis, Hopshite, Rab Yechenen Oma Livnoi, Pas Ukitnius. That's Zicher. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Masi told his son that his chayvis to the Pe'alim is Pask or Kidneys, it's Ichad, that's what he meant. He meant to be Mechayiv himself to the Pe'alim, Pask or Kidneys. V'loi Pas shall Kidneys. Not he was Machayev himself to give them a pas made out of flour of kidneys. That Zicher, he was Machayev himself to give them pas and kidneys, and that's going to be what he's going to feed them with. Elo, that's Poshet. Elo hochi mi boilei. But what is the Shaila of the Gemara? But what does it say in the Mishnah? Pas kitniyis na. That means, in the Loshon Mishnah it says pas kitniyis. Vafilo hoche mashmi shapir pas hanecheles ima kitniyis. That means that the Loshon of pas, if it says in the Mishnah, pas kitniyis, so we see the lashon of pas kitniyis means pas that's eaten together with kitniyis. V'lay mashme pas shel kitniyis, that's zicher, the Mishnah does not mean that he's going to give them pas shel kitniyis. V'taymo, mishum den regim l'lasis pas shel kitniyis, people don't make pas shel kitniyis. So al kochoch, so the Mishnah zicher means pas im kidneys. V'nafke mino la'odom sh'oma liten la'poyelim pas kidneys. So the shail of the Gemara is, what is the correct girsa in the Mishnah? That zicher Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya was mechayev himself pas or kidneys. But what was the loshen he told his son? Did he tell the son pas kidneys? In the translation of pas kidneys is translated pas im kidneys. Or the loshen of pas kidneys is a loshen that means pas shel kidneys. So kochoch, he told his son, pas ukitnis. V'nafkemine la'odom sh'oma liten la'poyalov pas kitnis. So the nafkemine, this shaila will be, if a person is mechayev himself to his poyalim, pas kitnis. So if in the Mishnah it says pas ukitnis, so that means if we would say pas kitnis, then it would mean pas shel kidneys. But if the Mishnah says pas kidneys, so then pas kidneys means pas ukidneys. Nafkmina la'odam shama liten la'poyalov פס קטניאס, שצריך ליתם להם פס וקטניאס. אוי דלמה פס וקטניאס נן, the Mishnah, which is איך הספינג בה פס וקטניאס, the nusach of the Mishnah is pas o kitnis, ave mamu loy pas kitnis, beloy vav, ave mashma pas shel kitnis. So that was the shayla of the Gemara. So the Teyus Chaim says, but this will understand, omalei ravache bereide Rav Yosef, omalei ravache bereide Rav Yosef la Rav Chisda, that was the shayla, and Rav Chisda answered him, צריך וב כמרדאי דליברייס. That it needs a וב כמרדאי דליברייס. So what is he telling him? He says, if you have a ship that's going בנהל ליברייס, in order it shouldn't come in contact with the obstacles which there are in this נהל ליברייס, you need a מרדאי. Without a merdaya, the ship is going to attach itself and crash into the mechshayla. So you need a merdaya to be mafrid the ship from the mechshayla. So he said you need a vav that the kidney should not attach itself to the pas, because without a vav, it would mean pas shel kidneys. So that's what he told them. Without a vav, the kidneys will attach itself to the pas, and then the schaibis would be pas shel kidneys. It says further in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oima Einei Tzorek, you don't have to tell them, even though there was a schaibis to give them a zaynis, but hakel kiminiga medina, the hischaivis is what the minigam adina is, and it doesn't, so you don't look, you don't have to be chayish that he was mischaiv himself more than the minigam adina. But the Loshan, he says, hakel ke minigam adina. So Moses says, hakel lasuye mai. What is the hakel marbet? Lasuye hodisna. A person was seicha apoyel, va'omaloi, and he told him he's going to pay him ke'echod u'cheshnayim b'bnei ha'ir. Like one or two, what the workers get b'bnei ha'ir when they work, that's how much he's going to pay. So Rabbi Yeshua says, noisen lei ke'pochais shebeschiris. That means he said such a lotion. So she say I'm out to mechaveri all of a raya ke'echa mibnei a'ir is koila lafilo the cheapest worker. So nice and like kepochesh shebeschiras divrei Rabbi Yeshua. V'chachomim oimrim, even though he said such a lotion, is Mishamnim Beinaya. Zut Rashi. Ba'oma loy balabayis are schocha like echod me poyale here. Mishamnim Beinayem loy bepochais, the loy be yoisa, ela kemina kamadine, which is Beinanis. So that means that even though the loshen mitzad atzmoy, perhaps one could say like the pochi sheba payalim, but al kaponim we assume hakel kaminika medina, that the minika medina is machia the mashmoi saloshin, that it means what the minig is al kaminika medina beinanis. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Ve'eilu oichlen min ha'teire. Let us see Tosfos for 1 minute. Ve'eilu oichlen min ha'teire. משום דאירי מייקורי בפועלים שאוכלם על ידי שפוסקו להם מזיינס. Till now we're speaking about achilas poelim. That means the food that the balabayas gives them is they get the food either through a psike, that he's mechayev himself, or whatever the minik bedin is, lochinokat ve'elu oichle min ha'toyre v'loy psak v'loy minik. And the Maram says that Tosfos is telling zich on the vov ha'chibo. What's ve'elu? What's the ve'elu? So that means even though we learned that the chiyuv su'ude that a balabayas gives to the pa'alim is dependent on a psike or on the minig ha'medina, but ve'elu oichlem min ha'teira, but there's another schus achile that pa'alim acquire without any psike, without any minig, and that's a schus achila that the Torah gave to a poil. Ve'elu oichle min ha'Torah ha'oise b'mechuba lekarke b'shas gemar meloche. That means, if the poil is doing a meloche, that this is the gemar of the chibur of the peiris, that means he's cutting the peiris and he's making them tolosh, was Mechuban is making these peiris tolosh. So Bishas, he's Oisik, in this Moloche, he has a right to eat from these peiris. That's Aschus Achila min ha'Torah. Ubetolosh min ha'Karke, now a second Schus a poil has, that if he's Oisik in peiris Tlushim, he also has a schus to eat from the peiris, at shaloi nigmaro melachtoi. But when he's oisik in peiris tlushim, there is a condition that it was not nigma melachtoi le meiser or le chale. That means it's before gmar meloche. And this is telling us Hilchis Schusei Achilas Poyalim. That means a poyal has a schus to eat from the peiris he's working with, Bishas, he's cutting them off Mimechuber. And also, if he's Oisik B'meleches Tolosh, he has a schus to eat Koidem Shenigmaro Melachtoi lemaisa, that means there's no chiyav maisa on it yet. There's no chiyav chala on it yet. And this the Mefarshim say, this is not als the Isar Achilas Tevel. This is als the Schusei Achila that a poel acquires. A fellow is working in Chutz Loretz, where there's no chiyav maisa. But his Schus Achila only applies Kozman Shlendigma Malachte Lamaisa. Ubit, that's one tonight. Bedova Shegidule Minha Oretz. And it's also, he has a schus achila, something that grows Minha Oretz. Ve'elu She'ein Oichlim. But these are the things that he's not permitted to eat from. She'ein Oichlim. Ha'ise B'mechuba Lekarkem. Bishor she'ein gemar meloche, and he's not being goymer the meloche, that means he's not being toilish the peiris, which that's the gemar meloche, the tlisha of these peiris. No, he's being menakish, he's taking out the he's working on peiris mechubor, but he's not being oisik in being kaitzer the peiris mechubor. Ubetolish min ha'karka machash enigma malachtoi. It was enigma malachtoi lemaisa, so then he does not have a schus achila. Badovish en gedule min ha'oretz, also he doesn't have a schus achila. ורסי רשי, ואילו פעלים איכלן ממה שאויסקים בוי, they admitted to eat from what they've been oisikin, גמר מלוכה, so two תנאים, two cases. One case, גמר מלוכה, so Rashi says, כשתולשין אויסוי, that means, בשעס, the מלאכס תלישה, and the being tailish, the peiris, so that's when they have a schus achila. Let us just eat Taisvis for 1 minute. B'mechuber b'shas gemar meloche peiris shein tzrichin oid lekake. That means they're tailish the peiris, and the peiris are nigmar already. Kegoin ha-koitzer va-ha-boitzer. Yotza menacheish va-oider, that's not the Gemara Malachim. U-mapik le-bigmorim ev-el-kel yecho lo-yisitein. The Pasuk says a poyo is permitted to eat, but not to put it into a keli. Bizman sha'ato noisein le-kelo v'shel balabayis. When you are harvesting the tvuah and you're putting it in the keli of the balabayis, well, so and that's the drosh al kel yecho loisitei alatitein the keli of shel balabayis. So this is this man when he's harvesting from the balabos, and this is when does one harvest from the balabos? Perish ain't schichin oid lekarke. That the it's completely grown already. Maram says that Taisvus is chilek on Rashi. Rashi said gemar malochik shetoshin oisoi. Rashi does, it is not mefaret that it's not. That's not called Gemar Malach Shetoshin Oisoi. It has to be Toshin Oisoi after it's Leitzoich Lekar Koit. That's Velkel Yechol Leisitein El Kelu Shabalabais. That's the normal time when one is Toilish for the Balabos, when it's Leitzoich Lekar Koit. So Gemar Malach has, it is the Malach that your gomer, that means you're ending the it's ois mechuber, and it doesn't need the chibur anymore to the karkev. Ubetolosh koidem gemar meloch, aine gemar meloch, lemaisa bin mora mapiklei midayish. The second in, so Taisa says, dotuma kaira, says this. The mocha that has to be gemar meloche ben mechubim, who says, well, kel yecho loisitein, el seich kelev shabalabayis. So we need this man when you're nice and le kelev shabalabayis. And the second, then we learn out from Daesh, that Daesh is potter from Tumas HaMaisres. So who are then, poil only eats when it's before Gmar Malocha to Tumas HaMaisres. Let us go back to Rashi. Achela enigma malach de la maisa. That means he has a schus achila calls man, it was no Gmar Malocha la maisa. Vim bar chalohu, achela enigma malach de la chaloh. Time of the kula masnisen, before ish begmore mikroi, we learn that from Bishah she'eino gemar meloche, kigoin, he's oisik in the mechuba, amanachish, bipsolim, he's taking out the bad psolim, the extra psolim. So this is not the gemar meloche. Mi'achar she'nigmaro melachto, and the same thing if he's oisik betolish. Kigoin nisparsu agulov, the masnisa. That means agulei dvele, when the trainim are put together, they're stuck together, and you make an eagle out of it. So this is the Gmar Malacha. This is called the Gmar Malacha. Now it's Chayim B'Maisus already. So if Kegoyin Nisparsu Agulov, what happens if the Chibur of the Agulei Dveilo became separated? So that means, so he hired workers, but since Lamaise, it was, they made it already a Gulei Dveila, so already there was a Gmar Maloche for Maise, so it's Chai B'Maise. Now, if these Igulim became separated, and he's hiring workers to attach them again, so, but these workers are now working with something that he's Gia Gmar Maloche Lamaise, it's already Chai B'Maise. So in this Maloche, the poel has no right to eat, because it was kvar nigmaro melachton lemaisa. Ubedovo sh'en giduloi min ha'oretz, kein ha'cholev, ha'imoysa, ha'megabin, he's milking or he's making cheese, so that's en giduloi min ha'oretz. He is no schus achile by this malacha. Zakti gemore, meno ani mili. How do we know this did? Rashi says the poil oichel b'mechuber. That means when he's in the midst of being toilish b'mechuber, the peiris, now he has a schus achile. So the Gemara says, "V'chsiv," it says in the pasuk, "Kisavoy bekerem reyecho, va'achalto." So Rashi says, "Kisavoy va'achalto anovim, lekam adorish le bepoil, v'seif edekro belkel yecho lo isite." It's speaking about kisavoy. It's speaking about a poil. So the vachalta anovim, that means al spoil he has a schus achilas anovim. V'seifa dikro ve'elkel yecho loisite. When you're harvesting the anovim, don't put them in your keli. Mashme elo lekelev shabalabayis tite. Alma bishas gmar meleches chiburon koi. So we see from the pasuk it's speaking about that this is the gemar mal. He's ending the zman that it's mechuba lekarke. And he's putting them into the kelov shabalabai. So then he is a heter to eat, but he should not put them in a keli. He's allowed to eat. Al kel yechol leisite. So here's the makir that a poil is allowed to eat b'mechuba when he's being tailish to mechuba. So the Gemara says ashkechon kerem. Fine. So the pasuk says by a kerem, by a novim, with such a seder he has a schus achila. Kol mili minolon. How do you know other macholim that are growing, other things that are growing in the chuber, and he's harvesting them, how do we know he has a schus achila by them? So the Gemara says, Gamrina mi kerem. We learn that from kerem. Ma kerem mi yuchet dovo shegidu leikarke. Number one, it's gidu leikarke. Ubishas gmar maloche poyel oichel boin, ubishas gmar maloche velkal yichol oyiten zeh kelem shobal abayit. So we make a mamatzinu av kol dovo shegidu leikarke. Ubishas gmar maloche poyel oichel boin. So I'm learning out from Kerem. A mamatzinu from Kerem. So the Gemara says, if you're learning out from Kerem, so you have a pirche. מה לכרם שכן חייב באוילולויס? That means, perhaps, we find by kerem, there are different halachas that were said by kerem. It was said by kerem that aniyim have a schus achila from the oilulis of kerem. Fine. So we see the Torah gave schuse achila by a kerem. So maybe the schus achila of a poil is also dafke by kerem. We see a kerem is meyuchid that aniyim have a schus achila. So memele could be the poil also is a schus achila by kerem. But it's a dinin kerem. Fine. So the Gemara says, you're right. Gamrinen mikama. But there's another posse. As a posik, kisovei bekoma aschayecha, vekatavta melilois biyodecha, vechermesh leisonev al komis chayecha. Fine. So there's a posik by koma. So the Gemara says, male koma shekein chayeves bachalo. We see also by a koma of tvue, there's also different chiyuvim. And that which grows from a comet. There's a chiyuv challah. Perhaps we see that this schusim, that the kahanim have a schusim the challah. So we find in koma there's, the Torah gave schusim to certain people. The kahanim have a schusim the challah. So maybe in a koma the poil is a schus achila and the tvuah. But something that there's no schus, that no one has a schus achil in it, so could be, there's no din of, that a poil has a schus achil. So the Gemara says, mimai dahai kome de mischaive bechalehi. How do you know we're speaking about a kome that's chaye bechale? Dilme, kol koma, koma rachmona, filo koma of kidneys. So memele, so, I can learn that from koma. Who told you speaking about a koma de machayevis bachala? Someone says, no, osi koma, koma. No, I know we're speaking about a koma that's chayev bachala, because I have a gzeire shove. Osi koma, koma, ksiv ocho ki sovoi bekoma asreyecha. Uchsiv osom, by the Omer, it says, mehochel chermesh bakoma. Mahosom koma de mechaive bechale, afochana mekoma de mechaive bechale. So memele, so I know the koma we're speaking about is a koma that's chaye bechale. Sikele mevchach, male koma shekein chayevis bechale. So how do you know by kidney is, That is a mean that there's no, we don't find that someone has schusi achila in kidneys. So maybe there, a poil also doesn't have a schus achila. So the Gemara says, listen, if you're asking a kasha, a pirche from kome, so I'll say kerem yechiach. So the Gemara says, no, male kerem shkechaya boilulis. Kerem has, also, schusi achila, avoilulis. Someone says, come to here. Because radin, I'll make a ma'atzad, loy roize ke roize. Atzad ashova shbem, shekein dovo, shegidulei karke. Vishask ma'amolocha poil oichel boy, afkol dovo, shegidulei karke, vishask ma'amolocha poil oichel boy. So I make a matzah. So you don't need a mean that's chayev oilulis because kom yechiach. Don't need a mean that's chayev bechala because kerem yechiach. So the Gemara says mala tzad ashova shebem sheken yesh ben tzad mizbeach. These are minim. Which are oilul and mizbeach. That means koma is the menaches, kerem, is nesachim. So mamela, these minim are meyuchedike minim that the oil is beich. So by these minim, the Torah gave schusei achila to apoyel. But kidney is, maybe not. So they say, Tzad Mizbeach is, in the Chamishim in a Dogon, there's no Tzad Mizbeach, it's only by Chitim. Maybe by Serb, but not by Kusmin, Shipay, Shibay Lishu, someone says that. It's all the, Minei Dogon has a Chshivis of Tzad Mizbeach, so be Mabo or Minei Dogon. But, that's it. I'll make from this matzad. I'll learn out by Zaysim also, because Zayis also has a tzad mizbeach, because shemen from a Zayis. Vosinami Zayis, this by tzad mizbeach. So that's it. But again, how do you know kidney is? So the Gemara says, one second, you're telling me that Zayis, you learn out from a Ma'atzad? The Zayis by Ma'atzad, Osi, Hugufe Keren Ikri. I mean, you can learn out Zayisim from the word Keren. Ayaver Migodish Bat Koma Ba'at Kerem Zayis. So we see that, a kerem is kailo, a kerem of zeisim. So you don't need a ma'atzad for zeisim. Someone says, no, that's not true. Amar apope, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stome loy ikri. It means that when the Torah says kerem, it means a kerem of anovim. When the Torah wants to speak about Kerem Zayis, it says Beferish Kerem Zayis, but Stam Kerem is not Zayis. So Al Kaponim, so we're back with what I said before, that the Schusei Poyel, we learn out from the Stupsukim, Kisovei Bekerem Reyecho, then there's a posik, Kisovei Bekomas Reyecho. So from there I learn out Tvue and Anovim and from this Ma'atzad I can learn out Zaysim also, because it's Ad Mizbeach. But how do you know kidney is? Bikombo Kim Kash, how do you know kidney is? Let us see Rashi. Menoah nimili depoyel oichel b'mechuba kisabi v'chal ta'anovim l'kama dorish loy b'poyel v'sefid d'kobakeicha l'sit mashmal l'kev shabal abayis titen ambashas k'ma meloches meloches chibur amkoy kisabi b'komas reyecho v'chermesh loy sonif alma b'shas chermesh koy. So here we also see k'ma meloche. Osi kom, so the Gemara says, how do you know it's speaking about a koma of Tvuin? Osi kome. The Maksha Oima, this is Pshat and the Kash of the Maksha. The Maksha Oima Gzeire Shovezu. There is a Gzeire Shove that will be Megale that koma means koma shel Tvuin. So the Gemara says, how do you know speaking about a koma that's chayav bechal? May hochel chermesh bekoma, hu aima hakorev bepesach, Shubo min asoyrim shechayovim b'chala. The Rishash Esra Kashe, we have a Mechudish Tika Rashi, that Rashi says, we're learning out koma, and this posik is speaking about the oima. הוא אומר הקורב בפסח. ספק תרשש, if this posuk is speaking about the Omer, so how do you know that comma means omine dogon? Maybe comma only means soirim. That's the Rishash's kash. And the Rishash says, if you look at the posuk really means something else. Shiva Shavua is Tisbaloch. You should start telling Sphiri, Mehochel Chermesh Bakomo. Mehochel Chermesh Bakomo means when you are permitted now to cut Tvua with a Chermesh, with a sickle. That's when you, so you should start telling Sphiri, when you have a heta mehochel chermesh bakomet. So Bekitzer, he says this posik means something else. The posik means before the ktsira soima, you're not allowed to cut through it. It's tchilas hakotzer. Mehochel chermesh bakomet, when you're permitted to cut through it, which means all the chameshus aminim. So he wants to say mehochel chermesh bakomet is not speaking about when you cut. When you cut the Omer, it means when you have a heter to cut the Tvua. I mean, L'chaire, it would seem from the Rishash that that as soon as you kaitzer the Omer, a fellow before that krove, that the minute you kaitzer the Omer, so already you have a heta mehochel chermesh bakome. Tochel isper shiva shvuas, I mean, the mitzvah sphere is by night, the krove soimer is by day, so it seems from the Rishash that the trilis hakotzer is to be the Omer, the minute you cut the Omer, not speaking about the heta of achilas, Chodosh. There's a heter of Ktzire. It seems he understands that that love, the minute you cut the Omer, there's a heter to be kaitzer tvua. Bekitzer, that's how he wants to say pshat in the post. Gashi says, Hochel Chamesh Pakoma means, he's talking about when you started, when you cut the Koma of the Omer. So the Gemara says, so if you learn out from these two, Tzad Mizbeach, Yain L'Nesochim, Sos L'Menochis, Bosi Nam Izayis, Ba'idin, Dispei Tzad Mizbeach, V'Shem L'Menochis, Avo Shal Mini Elonis, Uzroim Loi. So the Gemara says, V'Zayis B'Ma'atzad Osi, Zayis you learn out from a Ma'atzad, Bitmiya. V'Chim Yidrosh Boi L'Milfe, Yobach La Keremu, so the Gemara says, no, you have to learn out from a ma'atzad because it's not called a kerem, it's called a kerem zayis.